everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about all things positive, and you can expect every Wednesday morning to hear me, Matt, and my beautiful wife and co-host Heather talk about the wins we've had in our week prior, because positivity is such a powerful tool for us mentally, emotionally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually. And that's why we love to focus on this, and we love to put this out there for you to talk about. We also talk about other funny, wild stuff happening on in our lives, but we always try to be positive because positivity is so awesome. So, like we do always, we're going to start with Heather and let her talk about her wins, and yeah.
Okay, so my first win was this past Friday. We decided to do a spur of the moment trip to Hoover, Alabama,
back to the homeland.
Well, we went to do dinner with his mom,
yep,
for her birthday, but we also went on a little lunch date to my favorite place, Ono Poke.
And it was a brand new one.
And they opened up a new location, like right near his mom's house. So that was awesome. And okay, it was amazing.
Hold on. Let people know what Poke is.
It's, okay, so it's a...
It's not cut up Pokemon.
It's poke bowls, which is a Hawaiian thing. And so I get raw tuna, edamame, brown rice, avocado, pineapple, and crab.
And sauces.
Spicy aioli sauce and a samurai sauce, which is like a sweet teriyaki-ish sauce.
It's like an eel sauce.
Yeah. Kind of, I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
Eel sauce is good.
Okay.
They just don't call it eel sauce, because how appealing does eel sauce sound like?
It sounds kind of gross when you think
about
it.
So, yeah.
So it's delish.
The best poke bowl restaurant you'll ever go to.
And it's just the simplicity of it.
We've been to other poke bowl restaurants, and it's not nearly as good.
No, and their tuna is so fresh, and it's so good. And other places I've gotten poke bowls from, it's fishy. Like, I get it, it's fish, but it's like, you know,
glad you said it.
But like, even Publix poke bowl is awesome. Like, I would compare it, my poke bowl from Ono to a Publix poke bowl. But other places,
they don't have my type of poke bowls at Publix.
That's because you don't get a real poke
correct
bowl.
I'll tell you my order. And so every time we go to Ono Poke, this is what I get. I get the regular bowl with brown rice, glazed chicken, cooked. It was so funny. I think my sister was like, did you get it cooked? And I was like, yeah, I don't want to die eating this.
It was so funny.
And so I got the chicken, glazed chicken. It's got like a sweet teriyaki type sauce, and it's really good. So then with that, I get sweet onions, which is like a white sweet onion type thing, jalapenos, edamame, crunch, rice seasoning. I'm trying to think anything else. No. Then I get the sauces, spicy aioli and samurai sauce. And then I get us the fries.
Oh, they have the best fries ever.
They have some really good fries that they deep fry, and then they put like the rice seasoning on top, and then they give you like yum yum sauce to dip it in. And so Heather and I always split the fries, and it is phenomenal. So that's like the first place. I think there's three locations now in the Birmingham area. And Heather and I, like the first date night we went on, we went to, when we moved back to Alabama. I guess that was Heather's first time moving to Alabama. So when I moved back to Alabama, we went to Homewood, I think, right?
Yes.
Homewood.
And that one was my favorite location because it's cute. And the little town area
Well,
is
they
cute.
Had the antique store right there, too, which was cool. But
and then it closed, and then it wasn't fun to go to that one anymore.
Yeah, but it was good. And then they had one in the Summit area of Hoover, I guess. Still Hoover, Mountain Brook. And it was good. It wasn't my favorite place.
No, the location wasn't cute.
I think they were really busy all the time.
Yeah.
They were next to a Taco Mama that got wildly busy.
Why were they were next? Both locations are next to a Taco Mama.
Yeah.
No, all three are.
Yeah. One is across the road.
That is so wild. What is up with that?
Well, they just know, I guess, like it's a hipster place, so we can know we can put it there.
They are literally all three Taco Mama locations are next to an Ono Poke.
We need to look that up.
That is so interesting.
Are they in cahoots? Ono Poke and...
I mean, okay.
Taco.
Taco Mama's tuna tacos are amazing. So if you haven't noticed, I love tuna. I love raw tuna. It's my favorite thing. So, yeah. But, yeah, that is
weird.
So funny.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's a child.
Weird. And Teaspoon. But, yeah, maybe they, I don't know, similar models, and they know they work in those areas. It's a walk up and then go sit down. It's not like a, there's no waiting or anything like that. So, yeah, we have a child in our room now. She needs to be in bed.
Last night, she stayed up till 11 and then woke up at 6:20. So I was really hoping she would go to sleep early tonight.
Well, okay, so
I have another win.
Okay, so we went to Ono Poke.
Okay, so then we went on a mission to find booster packs for Lorcana and for Georgia and Josie Pokemon. And around here in our area, we have none. Like, people are wiping out both of those. And so we were kind of expecting the same because Birmingham, Hoover area is so populated as well. But we were able to find so many of both of them, and we were kind of shocked. So,
I feel like so many of
we had a really funny experience at Barnes and Noble, though, and I'll let Matt tell it because he's better at storytelling I am. And tells that, I am going
Arcasia's Island Box Booster.
I'm gonna go take the tiny child to bed while while Matt tells
Maddie, Daddy
the Maddie funny Daddy. Experience at Barnes and Noble.
Okay, so we went to, man, where the hell did we go? We started out our adventure in Walmart. Walmart was totally wiped out of all Lorcana and all Pokemon. And then from Walmart, we went to, from Walmart, we drove down the road and went to Barnes & Noble was our next stop. So we go into Barnes & Noble and we park like right in front. And this guy is walking at the same time. He goes, "Don't y'all have a Barnes & Noble up there in Tennessee? You didn't have to come all the way down here." And it was funny because I was like, "No, we have a Books A Million." He goes, "Really? A Books A Million? That's awesome." And so we perused the first books. We didn't look like we knew exactly why we were there. And so Heather adventured off. I lost her. I don't know where she went to. But I went over because I had already noticed that, and we had watched some YouTubers that open packs and stuff and find packs and are collectors. And we knew that they had these packs behind the counter at Barnes & Noble. So this guy, the one that was commenting on us being from Tennessee, was already at the counter. He was had a pickup order, and he was also wanting to know about other stuff. And so I'm standing on the outside of the, like, where you walk in and whatever. So I'm looking at the all the different packs of cards, trading cards they have behind the counter. And one of the ladies came over and was like, "Hey, can I help you?" And I was like, "Yes. Can I get those two? Can I get one of those packs of Azurite C, which is a set, whatever. You don't need to know that. But can I get one of those Lorcana packs?" And he looked over at me like, "Okay." And so I bought some of that. I was like, "Do you have any Pokemon cards?" I know we are totally out. We get a shipment in today, but we don't know if it's ever going to come or not. So, yeah, then we went to pay for it. We were walking out. The same guy was walking out with us. He goes, "I'm really surprised by y'all." And he looked at Heather then and he goes, "And you really amaze me that you play that." Cause he had asked me, he goes, "Do y'all play?" I said, "Yes." So it was really funny. And I guess Heather and I don't look like normal Lurkana players. So it was quite comical to have that said about us. So, yeah. So it was funny. And now, I don't know, it's just so fun to play it all and do stuff. We really enjoy it. And so, yeah. But after that, we went to GameStop. I haven't been to GameStop in forever. And we found some more cool stuff in there. And we looked around. And the girls found some other packs and stuff. So, all in all, it was really fun. Everybody won. And we did good. And, yeah, it was awesome. Wow, that's awesome. I'm just looking at all these different things. So like looking into all this stuff is really fun because, wow, it is just too cool. And whoa, this is so fun. I like looking at all this stuff. But I'm sorry, this is not good. I gotta quit looking at stuff. Okay, I'm done. Okay, so yeah, other stuff that's happening, and Heather will be back at some point. I'll talk about the wins that are happening in my life. Some wins that have happened lately is we got to hang out with my sister, brother-in-law, and mom while we were in Hoover. It was really fun. Heather and I got to go on a walk, and when we went and had supper at my sister and brother-in-law's house, and they live in a newer neighborhood in Hoover. And we were walking around this neighborhood, and it's just these really pretty houses. And it was just, it was peaceful. It was good. Then we cooked. I cooked some steaks that we had bought, which were delicious, from Sam's. By the way, Sam's awesome steaks. And got to cook them on a Blackstone with lots of butter and seasonings, and they were pretty perfect. My sister made twice baked potatoes to go with it, and it was good. We don't usually, and I was glad we did it at their house because we didn't even turn on the TV, which was great. We actually had a night where we all just kind of hung out and talked, and I felt like we never really did that. So it was good. We had a good meal, hung out, and then the next morning we got up and drove back, stopped at Bucky's, of course, and got our normal haul from Bucky's. We got
unpopular opinion.
The beaver nuggets.
And I don't really care for Bucky's other than their bathrooms.
Yeah, on the way down there, Heather was like, "Do not stop." But on the way back, we stopped. Again, my favorite Bucky's snack is the beaver nuggies. But yeah, I I got those. It was delicious. The white cheddar Bucky's Nuggies, the blue bag, delicious. I'm not a fan of their beaver nuggets, though. They're too much.
Bussies is overrated.
Yeah, I call it Bussies.
It's overrated.
It's way cooler as Bussies.
I mean, the best thing they've got is great bathrooms. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean,
they sell Lorcana at Michael's.
I know. I told you that.
You go hit up Michael's.
And other
they got places. Into the Inklands booster packs. Sorry. But yeah, besides that, we've been just getting after life, having great time and building a lot of great momentum at church. And yeah, it has been awesome. And we are just having a good time.
Yep.
What do we do? Oh, we've been like hardcore reading books lately with Josie because they're doing like Dr. Seuss stuff at her preschool. And so they're like, if you read 10 books, blah, blah, blah. So we've been crushing some reading and that's been fun. What else have we been doing lately? I finished my book.
Oh, tomorrow, Georgia.
Lead Like the Lord.
And I will be finishing up Laura Ingalls on the Banks of Plum Creek. And then we start on the Shores of Silver Lake, I think is our next one. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens with that one. I don't remember them anymore. I haven't read them in a hot minute. But it's really funny because the books that we're using for our curriculum are from when I was, I think, in Georgia's grade, maybe third grade. I don't know. And so my handwriting is in some of them, and it is awful. And so funny to look at because I'm sitting here trying to help Georgia write better and looking at her handwriting compared to what mine used to be.
That's funny.
I almost want her to know
what my handwriting was like.
I kind of want her to also write her name in our books too, inside the front cover so that she can keep up with that. And then when we circle back around and do this section of our curriculum with Josie when she's in that grade, then it'll be fun to see over the years how all of our handwriting changed and stuff. So yeah. I don't know. That might be a fun little tradition I start.
That may be fun.
That I literally just had the thought of as we're talking. So
I'm trying to figure out what we're going to be. So
and we've already been planning Halloween. Me and the girls have been planning Halloween outfits already.
Oh, no. That's not good.
In the car, we don't really listen to anything anymore because it takes too long to load anything. And by the time it gets loaded or something gets found, we're already at the church. So we just talk about our next year's Halloween costume outfits and whatnots in the car. I don't know where that came from. I just thought about it.
My arm's falling asleep.
I just thought about that.
Oh, yeah. I had my WATA study tonight. That was fun. Went to Whataburger, met up with some of the guys from church at Whataburger. Love that night because we just get to sit around and talk, and it's really cool too because the Whataburger workers are like super, super respectful. We also noticed today they have One Nation Under God on their window.
Do they really?
Yeah, that's cool.
That is super cool.
So if you didn't know that, Whataburger is a little bit on the religious side, so that's cool.
That is super cool.
But they're always super nice when we go in there, and it's really awesome. But yeah, we are, oh man, I'm tired.
Me too.
But, we are trying to, what was I going to say? We're doing our best to live life to the fullest, right?
Yeah.
We started our walking again. So Heather and I are back to walking around the parking lot because it's warming up.
Yes, spring is in the air.
Minus that it is crazy windy today, but yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
What is this? Sorry, I'm so just like squirrel tonight.
I know. We're all over the place right now.
Oh, well. Hey, there's that thing, that playmat.
Yeah. And that's Georgia is coming with me next weekend, right?
Yeah.
Well, not this upcoming weekend, but the next weekend.
Yeah, the next weekend.
And I'm doing a ladies' day, and Georgia is going to do one of the scripture readings for it.
Are you serious? That's so cool.
So I haven't even picked out those for her yet. So
that'll be cool.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that. I still have yet to post to the group our Lads to Leaders speech practice. And I did that tonight with the girls while Matt was gone. And the opera rendition of James 1:3 is definitely probably going to also happen.
Josie is very cinematic when she does her class, when she does her speech.
I'm a little curious to see how this is gonna go, because every single time we practice, that's the only way she does it. And it's we did it 3 times tonight, and every single time she introduced herself as Galinda, then she sang it as if she was Galinda. And so I'm a little curious as to what is going to happen when Lads to Leaders convention actually takes place, because she's practiced it so many times in this way.
She's so funny.
So is she gonna only be able to do it in that way if she doesn't ever stop doing it in that way? And if so, is she gonna win like Miss Congeniality Award or something?
That'd be funny.
Is there like most creative speech style like award? I don't know.
That's
but
awesome.
It's hilarious, and I don't know. We'll see what happens. But it's fun.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of that's life to these days. Is a lot of craziness, and we love it.
Yeah.
It's just nonstop.
Yeah.
Meeting new people every day, I feel like. Still.
Yes, we are. We are.
But we're loving life, and spring is coming, so we hope lots more days outside and getting after it. So I'm excited.
I know. I hope our roses come back.
They are. They're huge. Well, all right. That was 22 minutes, and we can go to bed now. So awesome. Good deal. We will be positive, be encouraging. Be uplifting to people in your life, because that's awesome. And we want you to be awesome too. So, yeah. Share this episode. Be on our Facebook group. All that sort of fun stuff. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.